was made to cope. Ideas in decline. Rise of the lost. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, here we stand. Slave to networks, master plans. Swags the brand, open a can. Chains off still, yeah, I never ran. But who do you think you are?
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Justin Elliott, a reporter for ProPublica, where he just wrote the article, Could Corporations Take Tax Breaks on Political Dark Money? He previously was a news editor at Talking Points Memo and a reporter for TPM Muckraker. Welcome to Background Briefing, Justin Elliott.
Hi, good to be here.
And your article is talking about something that is, I guess, in many ways, the use of the 501c4s, that's the IRS's category for them, in many ways began, my understanding was, in 2010 with Karl Rove. He started American Crossroads and then realized that a lot of the billionaire backers liked anonymity and then turned to create Crossroads GPS, that is a 501c4, a nonprofit. And I understand that's become the preferred vehicle now for the billionaires funding the current campaigns that we have, particularly on the Republican side for presidency.
Yeah, that narrative is pretty much right. I mean, one thing to understand right up front is the 501c4, which is the other term for it, is a social welfare group, has existed for a long time. And there are many groups, prominent political groups like the Sierra Club, the National Rifle Association, that are organized as 501c4s. What's new here is that Citizens United knocked down a bunch of the restrictions about what these groups could do in terms of campaign activity. So they became a much more attractive vehicle for people wanting to get involved in campaigns. And as you just mentioned, their donors are also kept confidential and not reported publicly ever. So they've become very popular as a way to, essentially run, most of what they do is run campaign ads. As you said, Crossroads GPS, which is affiliated with Karl Rove, is sort of the most prominent. They've, to give you a sense of the scale of it, they've said that they're planning to raise with their partner Super PAC, American Crossroads, $300 million this election. So if they do that, I mean, that will be, probably rival the Republican campaign in fundraising.
But isn't there a loophole here, Justin Elliott, where the reason that the billionaires like Adelson and company give money to the super PACs, even though there's this fiction that the candidates aren't associated with it, the super PACs are run by right-hand, people that couldn't be closer to the candidates, except they don't supposedly communicate with them.
Exactly.
And the motive, I understand, on the part of Adelson to give money to the super PAC for Gingrich is that he's got more influence and more direct influence over the candidate and his campaign. But the advantage of the 501c4, the so-called non-profit, that's supposed to be associated with social welfare, means that they can be completely anonymous. So that's why it's becoming the preferred vehicle. But there's nothing to stop the Karl Rove's American Crossroads GPS 501c4 from then taking the anonymous money and then donating it to Carl's other super PAC, American Crossroads.
That's right. There has been concern that we're going to see some of that. I think we've seen a little bit of that. It doesn't seem to have happened very much yet, that sort of transfer of money. But as you say, the real advantage with these C4s, their social welfare groups, as they're also called, is that they offer donors anonymity. And these donors, by the way, they could be individuals. They also could be corporations or are allowed to give unlimitedly. We literally just don't know. I mean, they're black boxes because the donors are never revealed. Now, there is one restriction on what they can do, which is their primary purpose is not supposed to be being involved in political campaigns. From the outside, it looks like a lot of what these groups are doing is primarily being involved in political campaigns, but they're probably, what's probably happening is they're arguing that even if they run an ad saying Barack Obama is wrong about Iran, they're going to say that's not actually a political ad, that's like an educational campaign because we didn't actually say vote for or against Obama. So that's sort of a whole other layer of this.
Well, the IRS 501c4, its fundamental restriction is that you can educate, but you can't advocate. And clearly that gives you a lot of, it's very squishy and it gives you a lot of wiggle room. Now, the IRS has been notoriously lax in policing what goes through these vehicles and what these vehicles do, even though they went after an Episcopalian minister out here in Pasadena a few years back for making a sermon, for having a sermon against the Iraq War. It's pretty, I mean, isn't that the problem, that because they're anonymous, because they're dark, and that's the term dark money, you don't really know, one, who they are and what's happening. And I guess what concerns you, Justin Elliott, is that maybe they can start using these vehicles for tax deductions.
Right, exactly. And I should say the IRS has been making some noises this year, finally, about investigating these groups in terms of looking at the question of whether they're violating this restriction on political activity, on political activity being their primary purpose. As you said, it's totally disputed what that means, and it's sort of ambiguous. But the IRS has been sending out some questionnaires that have been reported in the last couple of months to some of these C4 groups, asking questions that go at whether their spending is majority political. So, I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, comes of that. I wouldn't hold your breath. I mean, this is as you said, sort of they're not known for moving quickly. But, yeah, the other issue here is, and what I explored in an article today, is if a corporation is giving to one of these groups, it's possible, according to tax experts, that they might actually be able to deduct all or part of that donation as a business expense on their taxes. And if that's true, that could be, at the very least, interesting dynamic. You would have corporations giving to these C4 groups that are, to the layman, they seem to, all they do is be involved in political campaigns, and the business that gave them the money to fund the ads is actually able to deduct that money from their taxes, which, could mean significant tax savings.
Well, but isn't that's the line that's a serious line to cross? Again, I'm speaking with Justin Elliott, reporter for ProPublica, where he just wrote the article, "Could Corporations Take Tax Breaks on Political Dark Money?" Now, giving money to political candidates has never been deductible. And in many ways, the people who go to those fundraisers and write a $1,000 check for a rubber chicken dinner, they feel the pain. They don't get anything back from it. And that's probably a good thing. I mean, I think it's unquestionably a good thing. But if political campaigns for corporations become philanthropy and they get a tax deduction, that's just obscene.
Right. Well, I mean, as you said, there's actually, if you look at the tax code, the section on business expenditures, businesses have a pretty wide latitude to deduct almost all of their expenses from their taxes. I mean, labor costs, rent, and so on. But there's a few specific prohibitions on things that they can't deduct. And one of them very clearly is, one is lobbying expenditures, and the other is political expenditures. So the question becomes, what is a political expenditure? And this is where, according to some of the tax law experts that I spoke to, they think it's possible, again, we can't know because we don't know who's actually giving the money, that lawyers for these companies that may be giving donations to C4 groups might be sort of advancing or advocating a very aggressive interpretation of the law that would say, anything short of saying vote for Obama or vote against Obama, anything that does not say that is not a political expenditure, and therefore we can deduct this as a marketing expense or an advertising expense, but not really clear what kind of how they would justify it as a business expense, but the bottom line would be that they would deduct that. And again, we don't know who the donors are. Also, even if we did know who the donors were, their tax returns are confidential, so it would be hard to tell for sure whether they're doing this.
But already, these vehicles that are supposed to be for social welfare are clearly being used for partisan political purposes. And my understanding is that about 40% of all the money that's going through super PACs are going through these so-called non-profits, these 501c4s.
Yeah, I haven't seen the aggregate numbers. I do know in the case of Crossroads GPS and American Crossroads, the sister super PAC and C4, I believe more money in the last year has gone to the C4, the anonymous donations. There have been more of them. The Democrats also have their own sort of sister super PAC and C4. That's called Priorities USA is the C4, and Priorities USA Action is the super PAC. And, you know, these were groups that were founded by former top aides to Obama. It's pretty clear that all they're going to do is advocate for Obama and attack his opponents. However, you know, they've raised significantly less money than the Crossroads groups at this point. It's not really clear why that is. But yeah, as you say, I mean, the anonymous route has been more popular, at least in the Crossroads case. And would be speculating, but there might be, I mean, you know, people might not want to be affiliated with Karl Rove's names, especially if these are public corporations, which, again, we don't know. They would be very nervous about putting out, you know, doing some sort of controversial political donation that's going to be scrutinized by the media and the public. So this might be an attractive vehicle for them if they want to sort of throw some money into the election.
But they're already attractive vehicles for wealthy donors who don't want their names revealed. I mean, arguably, I don't know whether Adelson is upset by the scrutiny he's gotten through giving money to Gingrich or not. It sounds like he's a guy that doesn't give a damn about what anybody thinks about him. But I don't know.
Right, yeah. I think the Adelson case is actually interesting. I mean, the reason why we spent so much time talking and reading about Sheldon Adelson is he actually came out, or he didn't say it explicitly, but people around him leaked to the media that he was giving these $5 million donations to the Gingrich Super PAC before the Gingrich Super PAC even had to report them to the Federal Election Commission. So in many ways, from a perspective of transparency, Sheldon Adelson is actually the model Super PAC donor. I mean, he went out there, he said that he was given this money, or people close to him said it. He's given interviews where he's said what issues he cares about. You know, Israel is the main one. Newt Gingrich has talked about what issues he cares about. So, I mean, that whole situation is extremely transparent. When you go over and look at these C4s, which, again, exist on both sides or all sides of the political spectrum, it's a total black box. We have no idea who's funding it, no idea what their motivations are, no idea who to even ask about any of this. These groups are not very chatty with reporters. So, yeah, I mean, in some ways it's hard to write about, because how much can you say beyond we don't know, and then you have to sort of move on.
Yeah, but it's all being done, Justin Elliott, in the name of social welfare.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what these groups are called. The 501c4 is called that in the tax code. But, I mean, I wouldn't put too much stock in that phrase. I mean, as I said, these groups are allowed to do political and even campaign activity. It just can't be their primary purpose. So you have groups.
But isn't that what again, what else but politics is Crossroads GPS's primary purpose?
Right. That's sort of the innovation here, and I don't have an answer to that, and they haven't really answered that publicly yet. They have not filed. There are public forms that detail spending. We haven't seen theirs yet, or any of these other new groups, because there's a significant delay in when you see them. This is the Form 990 for those who are interested. But historically, there are, like, for example, the NAACP has a 501c4 arm that, in the year 2000 election, you know, they ran millions of dollars worth of ads that were essentially targeting George W. Bush. But again, this was only a heart of what they do. I mean, this new crop of groups that were created after Citizens United, after all the restrictions on the type of ads that they could run were knocked down by the Supreme Court. By all appearances from the outside, they seem to only be interested in taking part in campaign activity. Again, they would probably dispute that, but we haven't seen the numbers yet. So this is something that is probably going to be sussed out with the IRS and in the press when we ultimately see their public tax filing. And also, they'll probably get more scrutiny as we go into the election period. But in general, it really is kind of a black box.
And we usually find out after the elections. Well,
exactly, when no one cares anymore.
Right. I thank you so much for joining us here today, Justin Elliott.
Thank you very much.
Again, I've been speaking with Justin Elliott, a reporter for ProPublica, where he just wrote the article, Could Corporations Take Tax Breaks on Political Dark Money? He previously was a news editor at Talking Points Memo and a reporter at TPM Muckraker. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Chris Scheid. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.
Time.